on the Slocum.
So there was Ralph Abel and Billy Schlesinger.
Billy Schlesinger, Jack Weiner, the front of the Sleepo.
Oh, yes.
Betting, he controlled the whole group.
I see.
Some of the others you probably wouldn't know. Cy Marcus, and he died young, 30 years old. And I lost. My first traumatic loss was at 19 years. I lost my best friend, whose name was Richard Marks.
At 19, you remember?
At 19. And he died of pneumonia today. There would have been nothing. And his mother and aunt were teachers at Brother Scholl.
His name was Richard Marks?
Richard Marks. M-A-R-X, I think. Maybe it was M-A-R-K. Yeah, I'm thinking. It had to be M-A-R-K. And his dad was a salesman for J. Williams Hardware. And what did I say about my memory?
Very good.
My memory, the batteries in my computer are low, so it's slow.
Oh, but everything, wonderful.
Everything comes back after a while. I have an awful name with trouble with names, and I just wait, they come. And I used to have a wonderful vocabulary. Mm-hmm. I know what the words mean, but I can't think of the words anymore. So it's difficult sometimes expressing myself.
You said Richard's mother and aunt worked at
Corn, her name was Kornhauser. The aunt's name, isn't it?
Worked at the Rhoda Shaw Court.
They were teachers at Rhoda Shaw, yes. That might be of some reason.
You also mentioned that you lost some cousins, was it, in World War I?
Yeah, the Meltzers. Their name was Meltzer. And they would be uncles of Henry Posner.
Oh, he's really?
Active. Yeah,
yes.
He's my cousin.
Is he?
Yeah, his mother was my first cousin. Yeah, Henry.
Uh-huh.
His dad. He was an interesting guy. His dad was, I don't know where they were from, I would just be guessing. But
Posner?
Yeah, his Henry gave me a death. Mm-hmm. And I remember meeting him. He started to take my cousin out. And they lived in Homewood. And he was a vivacious, fast-moving guy. And he was in his 20s. And he went into the whatever sign business or something. And a couple of years later, he was a millionaire. Mm-hmm. All on his own.
Henry.
Junior. That was his father that started the business.
You're talking about his
Henry,
father
you know,
then?
Day, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Henry is very young. Yeah, this Henry Jr., I have a lot of respect for him. Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant boy. Mm-hmm. I think he...
And he's
maybe
in his 70s now.
Yes. I just had lunch with him just recently. I think he had the highest mark to have ever been made at Princeton. I think in...
Wow.
Not real personable, you know. He's quiet, unassuming.
Was it hard for somebody to get into Princeton, for a Jewish guy to get into Princeton then?
Idea.
Did you go to college?
No. I graduated Peabody. Mm-hmm. I think it took me 5 years.
Yeah.
I was working every night.
Were you tempted?
Yeah, I'd sleep during the day. I worked, yes.
Were you tempted to go into the drugstore business? You said you knew.
No, not at all. No. I should have gone to college. I wanted to go to college at that time to be an optometrist. Because my dad, when the jewelry stores always had, not a doctor, it's an optometrist, it's different, and they always sold glasses in the jewelry stores. And I saw these fellows, I sort of liked it, and I thought, my ability as a student wasn't good enough to put too much pressure on me to become a doctor. So I said, I want to be an optometrist. My dad said, you be a doctor or nothing. So it was nothing. And he didn't come up with the money in the first place to send me to school. So I never went. I think I might have filled out the entries, and I never went.
When I was asking about World War One, I was asked, you know, what other thoughts did you have, or how it affected your life?
What is fresh in my mind was that these young boys, it was a lark, I guess, to go. We were going to the army. We were going to be soldiers. Of course, it was a terrible life, and more of them died from flu than did from bullets, you know, in that war. But I really don't know much more than that, excepting in the schools when they...
Yes, I do.
We knitted socks for the boys in the First World War.
And you knit
the boys?
Them?
Oh, yes,
oh,
I can
really?
Still do it. Oh, yeah. Yes, I can. I just realized that now. I can still do that, sure.
You never went to the Army.
Yes.
You did?
Later on, in the Second World War.
Oh, in the Second World War.
Everybody thinks
first...
I went to Spanish American, but I really didn't. Yes, I was in the Army for over 2 years.
I would imagine that there was a very positive feeling about our being in the First World War, as different from Vietnam and the other wars.
Entirely different. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The community was supportive of it.
Oh, very. Well, they were of the Second World War, too. Smart people didn't want to go. They were smart enough for that. But you had to go, and then you felt a little guilty if you didn't, because I went late, because I was 2 months away from being overage. And they drafted me. I never forgive Saul Steinsepper, who was on the board at Taylor Aldrich. He did nothing, but he was one of them on the board. He and a fellow by the name of Hirsch. And they knew me very well, you know, I was raised there on the hill. And they took me anyway, but I went willingly. It only took 4 men to drag me down. So that my brother, who lived in California and had children, didn't have to go.
That's why you went?
Yes, but then he became a machinist and worked in the factory anyway, Kaiser Ship Building. Mm. So he was valuable.
When you say he didn't have to go, what do you mean?
Well,
he didn't have to go to the...
didn't have to go to the Army because he worked in the shipyard.
He was a war...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he had children anyway, so he went out.
Here, even though you lived in Pittsburgh and he was in California, then he would not have had to... serve?
No, he didn't serve because he worked.
He was under I even remember the number. I think Taylor Aldrich was 22, the number of the draft board.
Yeah.
And incidentally, very interesting, Taylor Aldrich, that board, had more, percentage-wise, had more, turned out more officers than any in the United States.
No kidding.
Yes.
Do you think they were smarter?
They must have been. You had to have an IQ of over 110. So, that's not a great deal either, you know, but still. They were, I think, percentage-wise, in the whole United States. Together all the board.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your life in between the wars.
Well... see, where were we then? I worked in a drugstore for 4 years. You got to leave now?
Yeah.
Good.
I have to go back.